All right, stop the music. And it hurts me to say this about the Deftones. Stop the music. I'm sitting here with my finger on this.
Your finger 11?
And I can't press it at AJ Brown o'clock.
Don't jinx it. Jeez.
I can't press it.
Another rich jinx.
I'm sitting here waiting. It's 4:02, and we do not have AJ Brown news. Now, I did find out, however, you were talking about how Milton Williams ended up tweeting that thing of Batman.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this, but I guess AJ Brown's nickname is Swole Batman.
Ooh, there you go. There you go.
So we're getting all of that in here.
All right.
And then Greg Bedard said, yeah, it's probably going to happen. Which, once again, I don't want it's probably going to happen. I don't want you flirting. I want you humping.
You what?
I don't want there to be flirting. I want you to consummate the marriage, baby.
Fluffing?
All right. Let's go to Russ on line one. Russ, what's happening, my man?
Hey, Russ.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, just an observation yesterday at the Drake May softball game. Drake's wearing number 10. Other people are wearing numbers of players. And Ann Michael was wearing number 11.
Didn't see that.
Think about that.
Okay.
Think about that.
Or maybe it was for Julian Edelman, though. He was there.
I doubt that.
Okay. I like it, though. I like it, Russ.
We're getting closer.
How was it, Russ? Were you there?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I didn't go. I did.
Okay.
I wish.
Oh, it's okay. I like the effort. It's AJ Brown, watch anything goes.
Listen, I guess so. All right. Once again, if you have any kind of inside sources that you know what's happening with AJ Brown, I'll take all of them. 617-779-7937, because they're just as good as what the insiders are giving us now. At some point today, there could possibly be a deal.
Could something go awry? Always.
That's the best.
By the way, don't jinx it. Can we sum up the jinxes so far? You've had the Celtics blowout jinx. You had last week, you had the Red Sox in the World Series after one win against Atlanta.
You
that
did.
Jinxed them, and then lost.
AO win.
I have not jinxed that. Okay, I still think the Red Sox are going to the World Series.
Okay.
Bet your ass. Write it down. Get a tattoo on your ass cheek.
And Friday, you made a comment about, we were talking about comedians, and you said, well, no good, comedians don't make good movies.
No. I said great stand-up comedians, for the most part, usually don't make great movies.
And then I turned on Netflix last night, and Eddie Murphy is being feted with the AFI Comedian Lifetime Achievement Award. Like, Chappelle's there, Chris Rock's there, going through all these great movies Eddie Murphy
was also a sketch comic. Like, he was also somebody that was schooled in SNL and sketch
but
comedy.
But started as a stand-up guy.
He did, but he also got trained doing sketch comedy. I'm talking about, like, you know, people like Sebastian Maniscalco made a movie and it wasn't very good. The Nate Bargatze one, I don't know if that's going to be any good.
I didn't get to see it.
Amy Schumer, that wasn't that great. I just think that, and I could be totally wrong, because you're going to come up with a bunch that
is. I just thought it was funny. It was like the Rich Jinx in effect. We talked about it Friday, and then here it is, Eddie Murphy, like the greatest movies of all time award. 2 days.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not, the AJ Brown thing, I'm just fascinated by all these people saying nothing. And pretending like they're saying something when it comes to news about AJ Brown. Like, that Schefter clip drives me insane. You know, it could happen. It couldn't happen.
Could something go awry? No. Always.
Just come on, man.
But Schefter's
Give
been
me
on
real
this
news.
For a long time. Yeah. Well, what do you think about, do you trust Bedard? Expected to be agreed to
I
today.
I trust Bedard, but that means nothing. It's not an announcement. That is not an announcement. Just tell me when it happens. I don't care if something's expected to happen. I've heard this for months. And now it's time to actually, like, you know, let's do this. Let's get some real news out there. That would be nice. I'm not used to working on a show where at a time of the day where news breaks.
If it's not done by tomorrow in the day, then I'm getting worried.
Is that your panic time?
That's my panic time. So if it's not done by the end of the day tomorrow, then I'm nervous.
What screws this all up is Russini would have had this. I mean, if things were different 2 months ago.
She would have been the one. She would have been the one. Oh, how great would it be if she's the one who breaks it?
Oh, that'd be great.
Does she get her gig back if Russini's the one who breaks it?
Oh, that would be elite. If she just tweeted that now.
Oh, talk about spiking the football.
That would be amazing.
Dude, you want to talk about the comeback of all time. The something none of us saw coming. Russini, first to report AJ Brown to the Patriots.
She would break the internet.
Yes.
Is she off social media?
She did. She did delete her Twitter.
Can you imagine what would the comment section would be on that.
But it would be amazing if she did that. Would you?
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. It would be the turnaround of the century.
Kidding me?
Without a question.
Who doesn't love a comeback story?
Huh? Oh, absolutely. All right. 617-779-7937. In the meantime, you've got Christian Gonzalez, who was good to see his face out there. It was nice to see him out, that he's not, like, mad at any of the players or anything like that. I do like the fact that we're living in a time where all of the players, and you know this, Ted, you know, you don't mess with another guy's money. You know, you don't see whenever there's somebody holding out in a team, it's very rare that you hear somebody criticize that's on the team, somebody who's done that. I know in the past it wasn't always like that.
You would never really. I was surprised. I think some of the Bruins players were a little bit when Jeremy Swayman kind of was late getting into
his. I think Marchand actually made some sort of comment about Swayman too.
But that's kind of a rarity. To see players, you know, stay out of that, and they want guys to get theirs, and so they're not going to really judge a player for sitting out to get his money. But in Jeremy Swayman's case was, I think, a little bit different, though.
So in this case, when you've got him sitting out, and, you know, it's always good to just have a check-in with him where he seems like he's in a decent mood and he's out there playing as well. I think it was with the players yesterday when Ramondre Stevenson almost got his legs taken out from underneath him by Matt Rife, which kind of drove me crazy. But if you believe – so you do you – I kind of want to get back to the point you were making earlier. So you believe that the Patriots will indeed set the market for him, correct, Ted?
See, I'm not so sure this summer. So are you talking about Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this summer. So
if they play hardball, he would have to play at some point, like week 10 or something, he comes back?
Well, he'd be forfeiting a lot of money. So right now, let's say he doesn't show up for minicamp. He'll be fined $107,000 if he doesn't show up. If he doesn't show up every day, he doesn't show up for training camp, $45,000. So, you know, does he want to forfeit that money? When's the last time the Patriots have extended a guy 2 years before they needed to?
Yeah.
It's been forever. The only first rounder that they gave a second contract to in the last 15 years was Dante Hightower in 2017. They extended him. Otherwise, every first rounder after that, they didn't even get a second contract, let alone an extension 2 years prior to it needing to. I just think, I don't know. The Patriots haven't done a deal like this in forever. Mm-hmm. So I'm having a hard time seeing them do it this summer.
Well, the only difference is Vrabel, right? Vrabel seems to be
true.
He's a defensive guy. This is his guy. I mean, I can't imagine him allowing this to screw up a post Super Bowl run and a guy sit out for training camp. Even sitting out training camp is disruptive.
It is, because you got Seattle for game one, and so, you know, they got excellent receivers, as we know. And so, do you want? I don't know, the chemistry getting met. You know, I just think if Christian Gonzalez gets off to a slow start, that's not a good sign, because they got very difficult, four-game start to the season. So you want him in there and playing. So I don't know. I'm curious. I don't think this is going to be as smooth of a summer as maybe people thought.
How much of the Crafts do you think using his lack of playing time over the last couple seasons against
him? That'll get used against him. Are you kidding me? Ooh. I mean, please.
Don't get personal.
Ted, how does that go down? Can you kind of take us into like how they sit you down and go through the binder of this, and this we're going to use against
Sean,
you?
Sean, you used a lot of flex time this year. We're thinking about that with your next contract here.
You know what? They'll use the percentage of plays that you missed. So if you... You know, if you're a guy that's expected to be out there for, I don't know, 85% of the snaps or more, and Christian Gonzalez, I don't know, say because he was injured to start the season, only played, I don't know, 60%, they'll say, well, that's a big gap, you know, 60 to 85. So, you know, we don't think, you're worth this because of the fact of how much time you missed. Well, you know, last year missing time shouldn't impact my future contract, but that's how they see it. And if I'm Christian Gonzalez, I say, well, do you just see, you know, what the defense's DVOA was when I was in there versus when I was out? We were a lot better when I was in versus. So, you go back and forth, but it will be, look, the old coach gave you a number and you didn't negotiate it. You either accepted it or he made life hell for you or he cut you. So it's going to be a little bit different. I think there'll be some back and forth. They haven't done a contract this big in forever. Yeah. I haven't seen the Patriots do a contract that's going to be as big as Gonzalez's contract in 15, 18 years.
Yeah.
Did you
feel like you were being prosecuted, like in court, when you had to sit down? And
I didn't sit in front of him. It was my agent that did all the time.
It was all your agent? Okay.
Yeah, it was my agent. But, Yeah.
Did you have to go?
No, no, no. Players don't go. You don't go. You know, the agent just calls them over the phone.
But Bill would call you, though, right?
Yeah, to kind of gauge my first reaction. He wanted to just put me on notice a little bit.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk numbers with him. He called my agent for that. But he wanted to call me first to fill me out, which is as low down, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was when football became a business.
We do have an official trade.
Is it
Cleveland Browns and the LA Rams have agreed on terms for the
dude? Stop!
They both tweeted out.
We know this.
Official.
I'm trying to press my button here. I want to do that. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Yeah. All right, guys. I'll jump off quick, man. I know you're waiting for the trade. If they don't pay Gonzalez, they're stupid, man. They got to let him go. I'll tell you what. If he shows up, he's showed up every year to play for these guys. Go against the grain, pay somebody instead of not paying them like they've done to Brady and everybody else. Let's do it. Make it happen.
You know what? Thanks, Tim. Let me ask you this. If you think A.J. Brown is worth two wins, how many wins is Christian Gonzalez worth?
He's worth one.
A win?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. But that win can mean everything.
I mean, it's
seems
yeah.
like if you have a lockdown corner, though, that can take out, how many elite receivers do they have to face this year? A lot, right?
They'll face more this year. You know, I mean,
even the Bills twice with
five
like DJ
to seven,
Moore,
five,
like,
maybe five to ten.
Like
you know,
that seems like it could be like four or five game wins to me. I mean, it's probably not.
He's
that
probably
high,
more. He's more valuable this year than he was last year.
Yeah,
because of the schedule that they're playing. So they're playing. They played two top 15 quarterbacks last year. They got nine this year. So really a step up in competition. So he's more valuable this year than he ever. And this team, if without having a pass rush, like a dominant pass rusher, they have to manufacture their pass rush by blitzing. And whenever you blitz, you got to have really good corners on the back end to protect you. So he's probably more valuable than you maybe think because of the defensive scheme they run and the competition of play that they have this year.
All right, A.J. Brown watch continues. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the latest. And who knows, maybe he will be officially a member of the Patriots by the time we return in 2 minutes. Oh, yeah. Eddie Murphy, not only a stand-up superstar, box office success.
This is a banger. This is a hit.
I think this might have gotten number one. I think he made a bet with who produced the song? It's not
Rick James.
Rick James. Yeah. It was like, I bet that if I did a song, it would go number one, and I think this actually did. Now, this is No Boogie in Your Butt, which I think was his first hit. This was the second one. This was a serious one. Boogie in Your Butt was the better song out of the two. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson here on WEEI 93.7. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. Also, you can leave us a take grenade over there on the app. Just press the little microphone button and leave us a message, and we will play that later on. We are on A.J. Brown watch. It is officially 17 minutes past when we were supposed to hear something. When I was a little kid, I still remember this, even though I was like super young. There was a TV show that they kept hyping for about a month called Inside Al Capone's Vault, and it was going to be live, and Geraldo Rivera was the host of it. And they had found somewhere in Chicago this vault that was underground, and they teased, we are going to open it live on television. Who knows what is in it? Will it be hundreds of thousands of dollars? Will it be the secrets of his mob empire? And I remember the entire time, the whole hour-long special, they're trying to open it up, and they never got it open.
Oh.
And they just ended the show like, well, sorry, sometimes live TV happens. That's what A.J. Brown watch feels like right now. We were supposed to find out at 4 o'clock, baby, that this was all going to go down.
Yeah, what's happening? You getting nervous?
Well, there's no – I'm not there yet.
You know, the year –
I'm just, what was it, Missoula?
No, that was wrong. I should have been Missoula.
Could something go awry? Always.
This is the stuff that drives me crazy, is that there's people kind of trickling stuff out because they know that everyone's thirsty to get some sort of news. And so there's all this non-news by insiders being trickled out about it. But I will get nervous if it hasn't, if the day has ended and there's no news. What's that, Ted?
Excuse me, an interesting part of the story I think that no one's really talking about is the contract for A.J. Brown. Is he going to want a bump? Is he okay with the current contract as is? Or is he? Do you give up a first rounder and then you sign A.J. Brown to a big deal?
Oh, boy. I mean, he just got redone for a 4-year deal, right? I guess it's not unheard of. maybe they would restructure it to help themselves, to spread the money out for them over multiple years.
Who's being – okay, let's say there is an impasse right here. Let's say there is a disagreement between the Eagles and the Patriots. Who do you think is the one who has the disagreement? Do you think it's the Patriots saying, hey, man, we're the only game in town. We're not giving you a first-round pick. We think he's worth a second-round pick. Or do you think it's the Eagles saying, dude, you're kind of screwed if you don't get him. You've leaked out to everybody and everyone that you're going to have A.J. Brown, and now all your fans are listening to WEEI right now, ready for Rich to press the O Fortuna button, and you haven't made anything happen. So you're going to give us what we want. I don't. Where do you think the butting of the heads is right
I think
now?
It's funny. I think you can make an argument that both sides have leverage. Like, really. But it's I feel like at the end of the day, it's really the Patriots that have the leverage.
Yeah.
Because
they can't keep him. The Eagles can't keep him, right?
And not after the moves they made.
Yep.
This offseason. I would no. They can't. So, me, it's kind of and unless there's another team that it doesn't sound like it. If there's no team interested in A.J. Brown, then it feels like the Patriots have the leverage. That's what it feels like.
You could be right about the deal, though, Ted. Maybe that is – it is a complicated deal with, like, void years. He signed a three-year extension.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. At last, according to Ian Rappaport, and I'm making sure this is a real account.
Yeah, I'd make sure, buddy.
At Rap Sheet, and Schefter's got it too. At last, the Eagles are trading A.J. Brown to the Patriots. It's a 2028 first-round draft pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick going to Philly as Brown reunites with Coach Mike Vrabel. One of the NFL's longest-running sagas ends with a splash. I like it. Finally!
There we go, baby. There we go.
Let's go.
And the Patriots have also just tweeted out simply A.J. Brown. So they have stamped it. So the Patriots account on Twitter has stamped it. That's awesome.
Way to go, Pats.
If you're a Pats fan, you should be thrilled. Obviously, there are some possible things that could go wrong with every trade and every guy and every injury and everything else. But, Ted, you get a guy who you said maybe 1,500 yards.
This is huge. This makes all the difference in the world. This goes an offseason that was pretty good. Excellent. The Patriots don't make moves like this. They are in win now mode. They should be in win now mode. You got a quarterback on the cheap. You have a wide receiver. You haven't had a wide receiver like this since Randy Moss. To me, this offense is turbocharged right now because of A.J. Brown. To me, this was a huge, huge get. Good for the Patriots. I really have. And whatever they gave, fine. I have no problem with it because they should be in win now mode.
First and a fifth. Had to throw in a fifth. That's kind of salt in the wound, but yep. Okay.
A 2028 first-round draft pick and a 2027 fifth round. And Ian Rappaport says that the A.J. Brown deal is still contingent upon a physical, but is expected to get done with no issues. But then again, so was Max Crosby.
Hey, can I give some credit real quick?
Sure.
Our very own, WEI's very own KJ Carson, had that on Twitter 2 seconds before even Ian Rappaport.
Are we officially the first?
I mean, I don't know if it's officially the first, but he was before Rapp.
All right, nice job, KJ.
Way to go, bud.
Hell yeah, we were first, baby.
Now, the Patriots' official Facebook might have had it out, but maybe that's where KJ saw it. You go to Facebook for all your breaking news.
You know what sucks is now everyone has to say, so-and-so had it first.
Yeah,
I don't care. Like, that always drives me crazy. Just tell me the news. And if it's true, you don't have to say, as reported by so-and-so first.
Well, yeah, but it'd be badass if KJ had it first.
Well, unless it's WEI, then you bet your ass you give credit.
Eagles have put out a post, thank you for everything, AJ, with a collage and him holding the Lombardi trophy. What's good, it makes you feel even better about Vrabel, because Vrabel drafted this guy. He played with him for 3 years. Yeah. I don't think AJ Brown's coming here unless he's confident everything's fine and dandy with Mike Vrabel going forward, right?
I agree. This is all good stuff right here. Are you kidding me? AJ Brown's never played with a head coach, coordinator, quarterback like he's going to get here. It's the best he's ever had.
And he's a Patriots fan.
And he's a Patriots fan to boot. So, and the Patriot fans are going to love him. He's going to love playing here. And so if he's healthy, please. 10 touchdowns, 14, 50, 1,500 yards, man.
Wow. 1,500.
1,500.
He's here tomorrow, right?
And here's the thing. Go, okay, is a first rounder, is that too much to give up? When you consider they've drafted Dominique Easley in the first round, Malcolm Brown in the first round, Isaiah Wynn in the first round, Sony Michel in the first round, N'Keal Harry in the first round. I mean, who cares about a first rounder when you consider the history of their first round picks?
Yeah.
Right? So, please, don't even sweat it, people.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. A.J. Brown, officially a Patriot, and now we shall never speak his name again. At least until more A.J. Brown news breaks or he speaks to the media. But I'm kind of done for the day.
Steph Diggs watch.
Sure.
Let's add him to the mix.
Why not? Oh, hell yeah. Meek Mill, right?
There you go, Rich.
This is Robert Kraft's guy.
That's right.
Me and Meek Mill talk about cool kicks. I like your kicks there, Meek. Ever had a nice hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
That's my favorite clip.
It's really the best clip. We should dig it up. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted. Let's go to Tim in the car on the heels of the A.J. Brown news. What's up, Tim?
Hey, you guys had it 5 minutes before the boys across the street. I love you, Teddy.
Yeah, we did, bitches. Take that. First and foremost, feel it.
I was worried you quit called it. You had it, man. You had it. You were all over it.
Dude, I really did.
It's because I was ready. I had my finger on the trigger. I got my sources. I'm shaking the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that as soon as it came out, I had the production ready, all ready to go. So congrats. We were first for our 5 minutes.
Winners win, Rich. Winners win.
Win. But yes, it is official now. A.J. Brown is a member of the New England Patriots, which, to be quite honest, it feels great. Like now, how much more exciting is this season for you,
huge,
Ted?
Huge. It's night and day. It makes all the difference in the world. We got a really – this is a great schedule these Patriots have against elite teams. And, you know, you got a fun little toy here with Drake May. He's a guy that's just beginning to show what he's capable of. And so you match him up with, you know, explosive, you know, players like A.J. Brown, it makes all the difference in the world. It's going to open the run game up. It's going to open things up for Travion Henderson. It makes that wide receiver group, all of a sudden, it just looks a lot better with A.J. Brown. So I'm very excited. I mean, this is big. The Patriots don't make moves like this.
Yeah.
6 out of the last 7 years, he's at 1,000 yards. Two years where he was just shy of 1,500. 56 touchdowns in his seven-year career. He's just a big play guy. And I mean, my question is, Rich, maybe even forget about just trades, but like, what player have you been this excited to watch in a Boston uniform in the last like 10, 20 years?
I don't.
That they've traded for?
It doesn't matter. Could be. I mean, maybe Drake May because you just drafted him. Maybe you should stick to trades.
I would say, let's stick with trades. And I'm going to say one that I don't mean to, this is going to sound really bad because it didn't turn out well. But I remember how irrationally excited I was when the Celtics got Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
That's
there.
A good one. That's a good one.
I lost my mind.
That's a great one.
Because at the time, I was just like, there is nobody I've ever seen with handles like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a magic man. He was the reason that LeBron had one of those rings.
Yep.
And that's a good one. I couldn't believe he was coming here, and I had such high hopes. And how funny is it that he left, end up being one of the biggest villains in Boston sports? So, but that's it. Yeah, that's now, probably the last time
like Moss,
I felt this excited about having a player.
Yeah, that's a good one, though.
This feels Randy Moss-ish, but that was a fourth-round pick, not a first. So,
it was.
And some people felt he was kind of like done.
You're right. It didn't have this kind of hype or excitement around him because he was kind of what we thought was at the end of his career. That's the reason they got him for a fourth round.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, obviously, like, there's big ones. Curt Schilling or, you know, trading Belichick.
You got to go way back.
Yeah, you got to go way back.
To remember a trade, this exciting for a local team.
I mean, listen, if you want to go way back, it's funny. I just keep thinking Celtics. I mean, I obviously remember where I was when Garnett.
That was
seismic. Like, Garnett, I think, out of all the trades or moves that have been made in the past, like, 20 or so years, that's the one that felt the most seismic. Like, because your team went from losers, like an absolute team. You had Paul Pierce and you felt bad for the guy,
mm-hmm.
to just, oh my God, you got Kevin Garnett. And then how much longer after that, like a day, how much longer was it until they got Ray Allen? It was like immediately almost after that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you were like, You didn't know the concept of a super team at that point. You invented the super team with that.
Mm-hmm. I think, Allen, they was draft night, and then McGarnett might have been later. I forget the sequence of that.
Was Allen first? Am I getting it mixed up?
Allen
okay,
was first.
Okay. I just remember when they got Garnett, that was the moment I was like, this is absolutely seismic. And I do remember Adrian Gonzalez when the Red Sox got him going, oh my God, you got Adrian Gonzalez? And of course, it seems like other than Garnett, the other ones I've gotten excited about really have not worked out very well. You know, it's weird because now that you mention it, Randy Moss was strange because if I would have known what we were about to see, I would have been more excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, I still think Moss and Welker, that was one of my favorite, that was one of the best seasons of football that I've ever seen when those three were on the field together, Brady, Welker, and Moss. It was just, that game where they lit it up in the snow, was it against Tennessee? Out here,
put a 50 burger on them.
It was just like unfair how good that team was.
They broke the record for most touchdowns in a season. 50.
Yep.
50 touchdowns.
Yep.
So I don't know if I like what they've done with if the offensive line that they picked up the guy from the Jets,
Barrett Tucker.
Excuse me. If he works out and he's healthy. At left guard, oh my gosh! And then you got Jared Wilson going to more his natural position at center, you know, because Barrett Tucker is playing left guard. That's going to make your left tackle play a little bit better. So you hope the offensive line is a lot better with this receiving core. I like the tight ends. I like what they got in the running backs. This offense should put up some points now.
You would think so.
Yep.
I have a question, Teddy, and for all you guys, I'm really wondering, is it possible that we can still go out and would you want to get Stephon Diggs, possibly for the cheap? Just because when I think of last year, like, Diggs was a real leader on that team. Just remember all those videos, him going crazy,
getting
the team all hyped up. With him gone, who is that person now on this team? And can and should we, you know, look at Diggs?
Drake's now your leader, right?
Well, maybe you want him to be more. I mean, why can't AJ Brown be that guy?
Could be.
I mean, I think AJ's got he's the alpha.
It sure seems like it.
He's the alpha on the offensive side. So why can't it be AJ Brown? I don't know what that mix would look like with Steph Diggs, AJ Brown. I don't know what Steph Diggs is looking for. I mean, he was going to make $20 million this year. I mean, would he come back for eight? I don't know, 10? Maybe. I'd consider it, but I don't think they probably, that's two big alphas. I don't know.
And also, Stiz, I think that because you've got Christian Gonzalez right now and a huge deal, they're about to throw a ton of money his way, and they've got to be planning for Drake right around the corner. I just don't see them.
Too much money.
It's just too much cash.
So this might be it.
That's it.
But I wouldn't even mind it. How about this? Now that you've got AJ Brown, how do you rate this offseason? A to B
It's an A. Definitely an A. So they crushed it with this. I like the pickups they had with the fullback and the tight end. Okay, this is running game. Yeah, you got to get the running game going. I like the Vera Tucker pickup.
Don't love Draymond Jones. The
7.5 sacks last year. Yeah, he's good. He's more than serviceable.
Ohio State guy. Vrabel's got to get something out of him just because.
Maybe. Yeah. I wish we just had a little bit more dynamic. Pass rushing.
Byard to get a 1 year.
I like Byard.
That's huge.
He doesn't miss games. You know what? And neither does AJ Brown. You look at AJ Brown, his seven seasons. I mean, 16 games, 14 games, 13 games, 17 games, 17 games, 13 games, 15 games last year. So the guy doesn't miss games.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another nice little feather in the cap there.
So they inherit Brown's contract, which right now runs through the 2029 season and averages $32 million per season, which, by the way, is only the seventh highest in the NFL amongst receivers, which
Ted's right. They might have to redo that, right?
That's what I'm wondering. I think this year it's a pretty good, 29, and then it goes down, I think, considerably next year. So I don't know. They might rework that.
They're saying it averages $32 million per season. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm reading the ESPN thing right here on that. I mean, that's a lot, man. Do you think they're going to have to redo that?
Just to spread it out. I mean, or, you know, make sure you get them for a couple more years or have the ability to. 207 texter, Teddy J, do they trade Booty or keep him now?
Oh.
It's looking like, man, did you trade him, though? You trade him, right now? You're not going to get much for him. My guess is they're going to trade him. Because I just don't – AJ Brown does everything and a lot more than Kayshon Booty does. I mean, he can run 9 routes just like Kayshon Booty does. He fights for the ball just like Kayshon Booty does. But he does all the other things. You know, unfortunately – Kayshon's a little bit of a one-trick pony.
Yeah, but he'll be in Kansas City. He'll be doing that one trick.
Maybe.
So good. Yeah, you can just see it.
Do you think that Drake is going to be able to, because this it is interesting when you have like a whole new weapon like him, like somebody as dangerous as A.J. Brown. How tough do you think it is for a quarterback to get on the same page with somebody that explosive?
Oof. Are you kidding me? I think it'll be like,
Throw it up.
I think it'll be like, holy crap.
Because that's what he's been doing. Oh, I mean, you know.
It'll make his life so much easier. Yeah. See, Drake May, I think his superpower is his accuracy. Yeah. All you had to do is get it close to AJ, and he was going to go up and make the catch. So this is, to me, it's like a basketball hoop that's a normal cylinder that just got two feet wider. It's just a bigger target now, and your room for error is much greater. Now with your passing to A.J. Brown.
By the way, we'll take your call. 617-779-7937.
A couple texts. Manny Ramirez, last player of this ilk I can remember coming here. A couple of shillings. Randy Moss, obviously Chris Sale. Was a pretty good one. He was a big deal. They gave up Yoan Moncada for him.
I just liked Sale because he was crazy. Remember at the time there was those videos of him going in and cutting up the jerseys and stuff? And I love when crazy comes to town.
That's a good one. I think, you know, because that's 10 years ago. That's more recent because you have to go back to go to Nomar.
It's been a while.
Right?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Since the team's made a trade this big. It's just significant. Good for the Patriots, you know?
Hell yeah. They're sticking their nuts out there.
They're doing something.
That means they're in win now mode, which you love to see. Resting on
you can't go to the Super Bowl and then just like float and coast. You had to do something, and I do love the fact that they're gonna get. And I know that they're gonna end up getting a deal for Gonzalez. They're gonna end up paying him a ton of money. But damn it, think about how much better this team is than it was at the end of last season.
You know what this does? Kind of washes your mouth of the other story that's been dominating all offseason. You know, it was already starting to die, but this is really good news. This is going to kind of make you forget about the other stuff, and they needed some good PR like this.
And think about it, Ted. You know, when they play Seattle that first game, it's not just one Patriot story they're concentrating on. It's two big Patriot stories.
Yeah.
You know, it splits it up. There's more to talk about. Everyone's focus isn't on Vrabel as much. Now it's like, let's see what this quarterback can do with this receiver. Yep.
Ooh, Twitch, good one. Corey Dillon. Did you feel like that was...
You know, Corey was huge pickup. I don't remember Corey being like, you know, that... I mean, he came from the Bengals. I don't remember him coming in with the same fanfare that A.J. Brown.
Yeah, maybe not. Wes Welker, but he was like a returner. You kind of knew he'd be good here, but maybe not as good as he was.
No offense. Wes, I love Wes. It's not even the same ballpark as what A.J. Brown brings to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is a big one. As I said, Kyrie is the last time I think I got this excited about
Kyrie's
a player coming to town.
Is probably the one for me.
Yep. 617-779-7937. A.J. Brown, now officially, well, actually, except for the physical. They got to get to the physical. But other than the physical, officially a member of your New England Patriots.
Could something go awry? Always.
Yes. Thank you, Adam Schefter. Appreciate it. But you can give us a call. We're talking A.J. Brown. 617-779-7937. It is 93.7 WEEI. I have two very happy people that I'm sitting across from nodding their heads.
Oh, yeah.
To subdivisions.
September 12th. I will be there. TD Bank.
I love it that both you guys are going. No, you're going to the...
Madison Square Garden, July 29th.
And you are going to the one here?
Yep. TD Garden.
Yep.
First of two shows.
And if you bring a lady, it will be the shortest line she'll ever wait in for the rest.
No. Annika's on the drums. We got a female drummer.
Yes, she's going to be the one female.
The hot babes everywhere.
At Madison Square Garden when you go to that show. All right, it is Rich, Ken, and Ted, and we will take your calls because A.J. Brown is now officially a member of the Patriots. Actually, there's a physical, but essentially officially has been announced. And it was for a first round and a first round 2028. In a fifth round, 27?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Correct.
And you can give us a call. We'll take your calls on it, 617-779-7937. And, of course, you knew this was going to happen.
This is amazing.
What is that?
What you're about to say.
Actually, two quick things. I don't think it's what you think I'm going to say.
Oh.
The odds for the Patriots have instantly gone up. Like as of 2 minutes ago on FanDuel, as a result of the trade, the Patriots' odds to win the Super Bowl have improved from plus 1,700 a week ago to plus 1,600. But still, it did make a little bit of a movement, mm-hmm. when it came to that. I have not checked the over-under on total games won.
How about the Ted win total?
It was 9.5, I believe, is what it was.
Okay, I will have to take a look on FanDuel and see what that is. Or
you give two more wins, Ted?
Oof. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I have to, don't I?
You got to go through the schedule and tell us tomorrow.
Well, okay. I'll do a redo.
Give me a redo.
A redo tomorrow. I'll give you I'll go over to in-depth tomorrow now that A.J. Brown's on the roster and give you my my way too early preseason prediction.
Excellent.
And subtract now. Are you going to announce this?
So this is unbelievable. I'll let you announce this because I don't want the bad juju on my shoulders here.
So Phil Perry, I saw put this out. The Patriots have announced that tight end Julian Hill has been placed on injured reserve. When players on IR before the start of the year, teams can designate them to return when the roster is cut down to 53, but if not, their season is over. So that's one of their free agent signings we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Not as high profile, but they gave him 3 years and $3 million, something like that. So he was your backup tight end.
Yeah, he was your backup tight end. A lot of teams are going more to a three tight end look. I mean, the Rams' primary personnel package was three tight ends, and so it's kind of in vogue right now to play with multiple tight ends, and so he was going to be one of those guys. And so that's a bummer. If he doesn't play this year, that's obviously a big loss, particularly in the running game, which they're going to have a balanced attack. So with AJ now opening things up, the running game should have a little bit more space. So that's an unfortunate kind of injury to get, because I think he was going to help this team.
Do you think they waited until the AJ Brown news came out for them to leak that out?
Maybe. Yep. Yep.
Probably not the worst idea. Yeah. You know what? You kind of get a little bit of leeway when you do. You release such good news like the AJ Brown news.
Ugh. Patriots did put out on their official Twitter site a photo of AJ holding up his number 11, his jersey. He's smiling, big grin. The wait is over, man. This is the caption. So I guess that's probably on AJ's Twitter or social media. Corey Durden, their D lineman, just tweeted out, "We just got a whole lot better." With the heart sign.
Love it.
So that's going to be
they're excited, man.
Dude, yeah. Y'all players are pumped. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This guy's going to help them. He knows this guy's going to help. You know what? It's just like it gives the Patriots a little cachet now. You know, yeah. It's like there should be stars here.
Yeah.
AJ Brown's a star. You know, we should be having stars here.
You saw it yesterday too, Ted, at that softball game when they were asking many of the players out there. They weren't even trying to be diplomatic or trying to, you know, keep up a front that we don't know what's going on. They're all like, if A.J. Brown was here, we would love to have A.J. Brown as a player.
You know what's weird, dude? The dynamic of a stud wide receiver on your team, the impact they have. I covered the Texans for many years, and the Texans radio for 5 years down there, and they drafted DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
DeAndre had an injury 1 year and came back, and his first practice back, I was at training camp. I was there. It was like this. It was like Moses splitting the sea. Like everybody just kind of was like, "Oh, here comes D Hop running out to practice." It just those types of guys. There's maybe 15 number one receivers in the NFL, and the Patriots got one of them.
Yeah,
right. So. They don't grow on trees. These are hard guys to find and to get on your team. And now the Patriots have one. So it's gonna raise the level of excitement. Having him on your team makes everyone better, believe it or not. It sounds crazy, but it does.
Even like Antonio Brown when he came here. He was a nutcase by that point. But like people were like, oh boy. And then you saw him for whatever, half a second. And it just changed the game. You see an elite talent like that out there open everything up for everybody else.
That was one of the wildest seasons of anything when he just went crazy. Do you remember when he was he playing the
Which
Jets?
Year? That was every year.
What was the year that he took his clothes off when he left the field? No, it was after he was with the Patriots.
That was with the Bucks.
It was with the Bucks. It was when he was with the Bucks. That's right. He went down there and he took his clothes off during the game and left. Oh, yeah. I mean, And then he said some stuff about the crafts, which was wild. All right, let's go to Brooke on line one. Brooke, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you? First off, I heard you guys talking about not bringing Stephon Diggs back. I think that'd actually be a good idea to bring him back because imagine those two receivers on the same line for Drake May.
I mean, but who do you just sit? Like, if Dobbs is going to be on your team for sure, who are your five receivers then?
Oh, you know, my five would be AJ, Stephon Diggs, the 1-2. Split the tight. See, I'm a football player myself too. I'm a tight end, so nice. I like playing double tight ends too. Ooh, so, like, you have AJ Brown and your two tight ends, and maybe Dobbs.
You see, Brooke, I think the problem is, I mean, listen, to have him on the team would be an embarrassment of riches. But speaking of riches, they're giving out a ton of money, especially if they pay Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to afford to bring Stephon Diggs back. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it would be very, very cool. But it's just, we're already asking a lot for the Crafts to break the bank for Christian Gonzalez.
For what they're bringing in for A.J. Brown, yeah.
And A.J. Brown as well, making $32 million a year. Thank you, Brooke, for calling. We appreciate
well,
it.
Well, I mean, I would be open to it, though. I mean,
oh, hell yeah.
But nobody seems to be, if he doesn't have a job by the middle of summer, I don't know, somebody gets hurt, I would.
You'd almost have to trade Kyle Williams or Mac Hollins or somebody. Like
Well, you want to get not Steph Diggs because he's
free agent. I mean, just to fit him on the team, though. You're only going to keep five receivers, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Can we cut bait with DeMario Douglas?
Pop Douglas.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is not a problem.
Yeah.
Like having to cut a guy is not a problem. You want Steph Diggs on this team.
Yeah.
The money's the problem. And I don't think there would even be, and I think A.J. Brown would probably be excited to have another great receiver there. I mean, listen, I don't know. Maybe he's one of those alphas that does not like that.
And Steph Diggs plays half the time where A.J. Brown plays on the X and half the time in the slot. So he can play slot and not play the X. And he can be on the field the same time with A.J. Brown.
Just think of the stuff that you could draw up if you're Josh McDaniels. Yeah. If you had those two guys on the team at the same time.
Yep.
It's just not going to happen. It won't happen.
Now, a lot of pressure on McDaniels this year, sneaky, because I think he wants to be a balanced a lot of the time, but now he's got to feed AJ. He's got a lot of mouths to feed. It's a good problem, but it's still pressure on him.
It is interesting because I don't think he likes having necessarily number one receivers that are divas. He's got to do that.
You're right about Adams though. Devontae Adams, he did a pretty good job there.
Yep. When he was at the Raiders. Yep. Yeah.
Someone said WEEI should just award the Pats the rings the way they're talking about this.
There we go. Listen, well, now Teddy's going to get back to us tomorrow.
You can't look at what they just did and not get excited that you took a team that went to the Super Bowl and made them better. And I know that they're not going to be playing as easy a schedule as last year, but don't you feel good as a fan of this team that they had about as good of an offseason as you could have? Like from the drafting to getting A.J. Brown a star in here to hopefully shoring up one of the best corners in the game, I don't know how you can look at what they've done and gone, man, really, they made all the right moves outside of the controversial stuff with Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Everything else has been about the ideal offseason for these guys.
Making the offense better, helping Drake May. You got an offensive lineman, Vera Tucker, who was a first-rounder who's been hurt, but hopefully he stays healthy, and then you get – that's a steal. And then you got, you drafted a tackle in the first round. You get A.J. Brown as a wide receiver. You get a Romeo Doubs as a two in your offense. Like, what else? I don't know what else you could ask the Patriots to do this offseason.
Real quick, because I saw Cadillac tweeting about man coverage. Do you think a lot of teams have to play zone now against the Pats because A.J. is too good of a deep threat one-on-one? Or how to, maybe that's a larger question for tomorrow, like getting into the X's and O's of it, but like
I would play a lot more zone, because if you look at what the Seattle did to Drake May in the Super Bowl, they played a lot of zone, and that's I think that's where you go. Steph Diggs was excellent at finding the soft spots in the zone, but so is A.J. Brown,
and so that's where Doubs and Pop have to
show up.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great day to have Jeremy Fowler on. He's going to be on with us talking about the A.J. Brown trade. It is a good day if you're a Patriots fan. I don't know how you can look at this as anything but. And it's for the price that essentially everyone expected. There were no surprises here. First rounder of 2028.
Good job, Schefter.
Schefter, you stupid idiots. Doubting my sources. Now, it could happen, or it couldn't. Or I could be tall, or I could be short.
Could something go awry? Always.
Oh, Schefter, we're going to bust your balls so much when you come on the show every week. This fall, it's going to be tough not to. All right. But we are not going anywhere. 2 minutes, we'll be back. Jeremy Fowler will join us to talk all about your new member of the New England Patriots, A.J. Brown.